Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk with the president of the National RV Training Academy about a new hybrid teaching method that will greatly benefit full-time RVers. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Terry Cooper, who likes to be called Cooper, founded the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas in 2018 as a permanent place to train RV technicians and inspectors. Prior to that, Cooper and his wife Yveda traveled throughout the country in their RV full-time conducting training courses in key locations. Eventually, demand for training grew so large that they could no longer accommodate all the students in the rented facilities they had been using. So they bought a beautiful campground and drew up plans to erect the big red schoolhouse next door. Since opening the training center, Cooper has continued to offer multiple classes every month to churn out RV inspectors and technicians. He also started producing some top-quality video training. Things were going well for him. Classes were full, and more people than ever were inquiring about how to learn to fix their own RVs or open a mobile repair business or even start inspecting RVs for other people. Then COVID-19 arrived, and the state of Texas ordered all schools closed, and the county imposed restrictions on how many people could be in the same room together. That required Cooper and his staff to scramble in order to come up with a viable alternative. They came up with the idea for hybrid training, which combines live two-way classes with pre-recorded videos and the workbooks used for their popular home study course. It proved to be tremendously successful and attracted even more students than they had anticipated. So Cooper expanded the hybrid model to include all the advanced training courses offered by the Academy as well. That's what he's going to talk to us about today. He'll explain how the online hybrid classes work and describe a new way of getting tested in which people can complete all the hands-on exercises along with the testing for certification, if desired, in one turbo week of training. To tell us more, please welcome Cooper, the Texas RV professor, to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Cooper. How's life down in Texas?
It's hot. It's hot. But you know what? This is good stuff. Now it's getting serious because now you can come inside because we have air conditioning here at the Big Red Schoolhouse.
That's nice. Yeah. Tell everybody what the National RV Training Academy is and what its mission is.
The National RV Training Academy is a school that has been developed to train RV technicians, RV consumers, and also train RV inspectors. Our big thing was that for right at 11 years or so, Lady E and I traveled on the road going around the country, training at dealerships and doing RV shows and rallies and things. And we kept running into situations where it's becoming more and more difficult to find a place, an RV parked where we could do our classes. And so we had an opportunity to buy this park here in Athens. And so on this property, we built a 15,000 square foot training facility. We call it the Big Red Schoolhouse. Well, it houses the National RV Training Academy, which is the training facility. So we're able to train inspectors all the way through from start to finish. Same thing with mobile techs. And we have a lot of consumers come here. So basically, we are, if it's RV, we're right in thick in the middle of it.
And when did you start?
Let's see. We bought the place here in 2017. And so we began to start doing classes in the clubhouse as we built the facility. We officially opened the Big Red Schoolhouse in May of 18. I'm sorry, May of 19. Oh, it is 19. And so I had to stop and think, because sometimes these things just run together. So May of 19. So what we've got here is three big classrooms and four service bays that we do all of the technical training, hands-on stuff here.
Well, that's great. And so you, I understand you had a different spring, let's just say that, with some restrictions that were put in place by the state as it responded to the COVID-19 situation. What happened?
Oh, I tell you what, Greg, I went through a moment of panic. I really did. We had 29 students scheduled for our class in April. And then, of course, you know, the president's saying it, our governor saying it. And next thing you know, the county commissioners here said, shelter in place, can't have more than 10 people. Well, that doesn't work.
Right.
So, you know, it was a panic there. And so as we were sitting around having a staff meeting, deciding what are we going to do? Because we've got instructors that, you know, want to work. We've got people that want to go to class, but they can't get here. And so we were just talking about it. Lady E, my wife, just said, guys, we've got classrooms. We've got fiber optics, high-speed internet. We've got cameras. We've got students, and we've got instructors. We're going to have to figure out a way to make this thing work. And so she used her little slogan. I still laugh about it. She says, we're going to take these lemons, and we're going to make lemon pie. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, what does that mean, honey?
So it was almost like a moment of inspiration for you folks.
It truly was, because I'll be honest with you, there had been some prayers sent up. Lord, what's our next direction? Because we knew we weren't just supposed to sit still. There was just too much to get done. And that's exactly right. It was a moment of inspiration. It really was.
Because you guys, you're not just a training facility, you're a technical training facility. So you have all kinds of video equipment and audio equipment there to help train the students and prepare for the lessons that are delivered online and just over the internet, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that when we bought the place, we didn't realize, but fiber optics was right outside the gate. It was dark, but we had it activated. So now we've got high-speed internet here in the park as well as in the building. So just like you said, you know, all you need is video cameras, good quality video cameras, recorders, and you're in business.
So in the past, you've had your training at the school itself, but you also developed a home study course that people could take on their own. And so you knew you had that and you could use that. So you developed some sort of hybrid training then involving all of that?
We did. What had happened was, is as we were traveling, we kept having people say, well, you know, I cannot come to one of your classes. Or maybe I've got bad internet, so I can't stream anything. Do you have anything? So what we did is we had created a 30-hour course, which was RV maintenance, and it was the basics. And we had recorded it, and we had been selling it as an alternative to being here live. And so when this COVID-19 hit, I said, let's build on that. At least we've got the foundation. So what we did is we could hook people up either going on the thumb drive, what they could put in their computer, and that would be primarily those individuals that wanted to go at their own pace. Or we also gave them access to high-speed internet downloadable course. So it's the same material that's on the thumb drive, but they could just download it if they had good internet. And so what we did was, is we took and said, okay, you need to review this course first. And we're going to treat this just like a college course. You know, the instructor gives you your assignments, what you need to read, what you need to go do. And then we will go live and there'll be lecture series. And so that's what happened. So after everybody had taken a chance to go over their home study option and go over that material for that day, then the instructors, what they would do is they would come online and we would do Zoom. And so we would have live Q&A. We'd also have the ability to insert other videos that we had shot, showing up close things, certain tests that we needed them to do, like a propane leak test. You know, you can talk about it, but you really need to see how it's done. And so we streamed all of that material. And what we found was, is that people really gravitated to it because it gave them a chance to take this course at their own pace, getting the foundation, and then they could come and spend that. Oh, it was usually working between 4 and 5 hours a day doing the live video. And so they could ask questions. And, you know, because we started out with that first class thinking we were going to have a live class of 29 students. And as it turned out, I believe we ended up having 34 on the hybrid class. So it really opened the doors and opened her eyes to, hey, there's another market here. There's another opportunity, because not everybody can come to Athens and spend 5 days with us.
And with this hybrid training, does that allow the students to sort of pause everything and ask a question of the instructor? So it's like being in a class one-on-one a little bit, right?
That's exactly right. It's not death by PowerPoint, because that was the thing we did not want. But by making it live like that, they could ask questions that maybe came up when they were doing their home study piece. And then, of course, that meant that other people could chime in and kind of expound on the question. So you really started having dialogue. And that's the way distance learning should be, is that there could be the interaction with the people. Now, the beautiful thing about it is when they finished the class that particular day, they could go home and replay it, because it was recorded and loaded back up, because they came into a portal, had an access and a password for them to get into. It was theirs unique. And so that student had an opportunity to go back and review that material and make sure they didn't miss anything for that day's activity.
Okay, very good. But how does this benefit the students then? It's because it's got the instructor there and they can ask the questions, right? So does That's it correct. Slow things down a little bit?
It does, but you know, that's part of the hands-on learning. You know, that was the thing we were concerned about. If we lost that whole ability for the students to slow it down, say, wait a minute, explain that to me a little bit differently, because we all know the dynamics of every class is a little different based upon the makeup of the people. And so if we needed to slow it down, they could. It wasn't like they had to push the pause button, but they could, you know, ask a question, and the instructor's got a huge television right there in front of him, so he can see the students and he can even be talking directly to them, and then he can watch the expression on the faces of the other students and see how they're responding and see if he's really getting his point across.
Okay. Because the instructor can see all the students that are participating?
That's correct. That's correct. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was telling him, thinking, man, how come we didn't do this before? Well, the technology hasn't been here yet. So.
Right. It's just something that's developed in the last couple of years.
It's true. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So it sounds like a huge benefit for work campers, especially because they can get this kind of guided training without ever leaving their homes.
That's true. We just finished up a hybrid class for RV inspectors. So in other words, it was a two-step process for them. So they came through the RV maintenance, the basic class, and that was the one to where we did the hybrid. They took the home study, they did the Q&As, and they had an exam at the end of it, all the other. And then for them to move on and become level two inspectors, they have to have more instruction. They've got to be taught how to use the software, got to be taught how to scope an RV. And so the instructor, what he did was he took it right back on hybrid, and he gave them certain homework assignments he wanted them to go over, certain places on the websites he needed them to go to. He had certain material for them to review. And then when they met, then what he did was he said, okay, now we're going to be doing a roof inspection. And he had his GoPro camera, and he could shoot signal to them, so that way they could see up close where he was doing this live inspection of a roof of an RV. So they could see it and understand what he was doing. So they went through 5 days of that. One of those days where he actually dismissed them from class and sent them out to their place to go do the inspection on their RV. We actually had a couple people that didn't have an RV, and one of them found somebody in their neighborhood or someone that they knew that would let them inspect it. And we even had one individual that came and stayed at the RV park for 2 nights so they could be here to inspect one of the units that we have here that we use for rental. So everybody had an RV to go work on and to go and inspect. And then he brought them back the next day, and they did a little bit more review. He took some of their inspection sheets from them and said, okay, show me what you've done, and began to start sharing it with the group, because that's exactly what they do in the live classes. They take some of the inspection reports and start tearing them apart, looking at what's good, what needs tweaking, and so on. He just did it online so everybody could see it. So It worked just as well. And we're beginning to get some feedback now on some previous hybrid classes that we did that way. And the inspection reports are coming in very, very good. Very pleased with the performance of those inspections.
That's pretty neat. And as far as technician or technical training is concerned, and just learning how to fix your own RV, this would be a bigger benefit for RVers themselves rather than taking a home study course, to have that ability to ask questions of the instructors.
That's right. true. So, okay, so we've already looked at what an RV inspector would do. Now, if we talk about, like you said, a consumer or maybe someone who wants to be a technical type, we've had several individuals contact us and said, you know, one, they're still, sheltered in, so they can't really go anywhere. Or two, like one gentleman told me, he said, I'm working for the railroad and we are all hands on deck. There's no time off. But he said, I want to grasp all this information because he said, it won't be long and I'll be leaving the railroad. I guess he's going to be doing some retirement. And so what we found was by doing the technical, we could do the same thing with the hybrid. But there's one piece that we still have to add to it, and it's the hands-on. Now, if you were doing inspections, you know, you'd be doing your inspections on your own units. But when you start getting over into the appliances like the air conditioners, the refrigerators, the furnaces, water heaters, even the slide outs and stuff like that, there's so many little nuances that you've got to pick up, things that are never in a textbook. So what we've done is we take this hybrid class and we teach them the core. So they're going to come in. The first class they're going to take is the RV maintenance basic class. Then they'll move into one of the advanced classes. Say they move into air conditioners. We will take them through how the air conditioner works, how it functions, show up close, how we take things apart, and how we do that. But what we know, Greg, is that people are hands-on learners. By far, most of the North American people are hands-on learners, and it's our gene pool because most of us came, our parents and relatives came here as tradespeople. So what we have done is we are setting up classes for them to come back to. Now, so let's say, for instance, those individuals that took the hybrid air conditioner class, they're now going to be able to come back, it won't cost them anymore, to come back and take that same hybrid live class here, hands-on. Now, that's 5 days. So what it, I'm sorry, let me back up and say that again. It's actually 4 days. So 4 days hands-on advance that they would do the hands-on piece, troubleshooting, stuff like that. Now, we are also looking at what we're talking about doing a turbo week. Now, let's see if I can verbalize this and help create a map here. So you have somebody who comes to you and says, look, I want to be a mobile tech, but I cannot come to town. I've only got a week I can come see you. I can't give you all 5 weeks that you're asking me for to do the normal program. So what we do is we can run them through the hybrid RV maintenance basic class. Got that technical piece in it. And then we run them through the hybrid air conditioner, which is going to be basically 4 days. And then we'll run them through the hybrid refrigerator class online, 4 days of that, furnaces and water heaters, 4 days, and then the exterior. Then what we do is we set up a full week for them to come to Texas. And on Monday, they do nothing but air conditioner service, troubleshooting, repairs, you know, diagnosing, everything on it. Tuesday, they do refrigerators, diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, all the other things. Wednesday, do the same thing on furnaces, water heaters, and then on Thursday, the exterior systems. And then on Friday, we have a prep class, getting them prepped and getting them ready to take their certified test that we're giving them. And then, let's see, I was looking for the patch, as a matter of fact. And then on Saturday, they will set for their exam, their registered exam. Now, this is what the patch looks like. I guess I better turn it right side up, hadn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So is that backwards?
Nope, that's great. That's good.
Okay. So to me, it looks backwards. But anyway, long and short of it, this is the patch that they would get. So what would happen is they had taken all 5 weeks of the appliances on a hybrid, and then they come and they spend those, 6 days with us, and we take them completely through, and we do what we call a turbo week. It's fast and furious, but it's geared for those people that are busy and have got to get things done.
In the past, then, people used to have to come to the Big Red Schoolhouse to take all of the training at once over
exactly.
A 5 week period, correct? And so,
well, would allow them to come and go.
Okay.
So in other words, you had 5 weeks, so you could break it up any way you want, because we did have some individuals that could only come once a month because the way their work schedule was. So they'd come and maybe do air conditioner one time, and then they'd wait for the next rotation, and then they would come back for refrigerators, and then wait another month. So, you know, it's going to take them almost a year of rotating to get all of the advanced classes. This way, by doing this hybrid, what it gives us the ability to do, to let them do all their stuff at home and then come do their turbo week here. And I'd like to say that it was a fresh idea, but all we did was copy these executive MBA programs they have out there, where you do all your work at home, and then you go to a set date that you go with others and participate, do the exercises and do things like that so you can get what you need.
What if somebody wanted to take the advanced training but really didn't need certification or go through the testing? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All they'd have to do is if they just wanted to do the hybrid online and then come take the turbo 4 days, and that's all they'd need.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there will be folks who will do that, but we want to make sure that we offer the opportunity for folks to get their credentials.
Mm-hmm.
What I find is that a lot of times that credential may be their safety net. If something happens in that job, they get laid off, or maybe they decide they don't want to do that work anymore. Then this gives them a safety net. And, you know, Greg, I think we're going to see a lot of that, because I read an article this last week where a gentleman was talking about he was what I'd call a road warrior. He had a sales job, and what he did is he would be out on the road for 2 weeks and then he'd be back home for 2 weeks. And since he's had to be sheltered in place and wasn't allowed to travel, I guess he's reconnected with his family, his children, and his wife. And he was kind of commiserating that he wasn't sure he really wanted to go back on the road. He just didn't have the heart for it, you know, just to do that kind of lifestyle again. And I think we're going to see a lot of people like that. I really do, that are going to say, my relationship is too important. I don't want to do this. And so they're going to be looking for other venues, other opportunities.
Okay, very good. But it is possible to take the training without getting the credentials if they wanted to do that. Thinking of a work camper who just wants to know how to fix his or her own RV.
That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right.
Is there a cost difference between the hybrid training and like the home study course and the live training?
Okay, so here we're talking three different things. So the home study course is $397. Now that's for the RV maintenance basic class, $397. And then if you want to move on into the advanced classes, then of course they normally run $1,500. So what we're doing is that if you just take the hybrid for the air conditioner, that's only going to cost you $997. And then when you come and take the hands-on piece, then that's when you'll pay the difference to bring it up to the $1,500, which is what, $503, I think it is.
Okay.
Because we've had some guys, because Lady E was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he said, ma'am, he said, I don't mean to be rude, but he said, I don't ever really see myself ever coming to Athens. I just want the knowledge. So he said, can I take this hybrid class? And she said, sure. So this gentleman will probably take all four advanced classes as well as the RV maintenance class. He'll take all of those online, sitting there in front of his computer and getting it done for him. And of course, it'd be less cost.
And still talking to the instructor and interacting with other people. So it's a little bit, it's a step up, significant step up from the home study course, which is just watching the videos and working on the workbooks that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for the longest, the home study piece was for that individual that maybe wanted to prepare themselves before they came here. Because if they do buy the home study and then they come and take the live class with us, we give them a $300 discount. This is a coupon in there. Because honestly, we're trying to do everything we can to get them here because we feel like once they get here, we can really pour a lot of hands-on knowledge in them. So we were trying to do anything we could to get them here.
And that is a key point, because without the hands-on labs and where people get their hands dirty and they get in there and they actually using the equipment and looking at how the stuff works and what could go wrong and doing the diagnostics and things like that, they're missing a critical portion of the training.
Right. It is. It's like reading a book, but yet not going out and experiencing, you know, It's kind of like, okay, I'm gonna go buy me this travel guide book so I can, you know, find out all I want about Israel. But if you never go, you really miss out on the best part of it. You really do.
Right. Because there's so much to see and to learn when you're experiencing it and immersing yourself with it.
That's so true.
That gentleman who wanted to take all of the advanced training in the hybrid course, because all he wanted was the knowledge, if he later said, you know what, I see an opportunity to make money on this as a mobile technician because there are so many people in my campground who are having problems with their RV and I know what to do to fix it, can they come back later and take those exams, the turbo week, At any, is there a timeline in which or an expiration time?
We usually give it 2 years.
Okay.
Because our whole thought is anything beyond 2 years, you probably need to go back and do a review. And because, you know, life, and we forget things. And as we get older, it's not as easy as it used to be. But yes, mm-hmm. yes, there's a 2 year on that. Sure is.
Let's switch gears and talk about inspectors again. Okay. Because that's a big thing that work campers like to do. They see that opportunity to be an inspection. And what you're saying now is that all of the training for the inspectors can be done through the hybrid. They do not have to come to Texas anymore to get that advanced training.
That is true. That is true. Now, let me just say this, and I'm going to hedge my bets here a little bit. I want to run this thing and try it for a while. I really do. Okay. But on the first pass of this thing and looking at the reports that are coming in, they're looking really good. So we're going to go ahead and continue to do the live classes here. Run a rotation every 8 weeks of a live version of it. And probably once, maybe twice a quarter, we will offer the hybrid class. Because we've got to make sure there's enough people in that class to justify the instructor being involved. And then also we want to make sure that we don't dilute either one of the classes, hybrid or the live. Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, you're absolutely right. Our plan is for the inspectors for them to be able to do it. What we find, though, is that the ones that seem to excel the best are the ones that have a little bit of a technical background in their life, maybe even have what really helps is also if they've got a little bit of an RV experience already. So I'm not saying that the hybrid wouldn't work for an individual who's green to the RV industry. I just think that their learning curve is pretty sharp, and that's why I always think it's best if you can be live in the class. Because not only do you learn from your instructor, but you also learn from the fellow students as well. And mm-hmm. I think that pays dividends to have that available.
And it goes back to that hands-on stuff as well. When you're learning how to use the tools, it's best to have one in your hands next to somebody who knows how to use it, right? So they can exactly show you. That's where the experience comes in, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've noticed anybody that ever takes an online class that has some hands-on assignment, basically the hands-on piece is what's reinforcing what they're reading and absorbing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do, is just get it to where you own it with your hands. And if you can do that, you won't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes back to what I tell people when they're doing a walkthrough, when they're buying a brand new RV, you know, and the young man or the young lady said, here, let me show you how this works. And you push this button, you do this or this. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, you don't even remember what they did.
Information overload.
Yes. Yes, but if you use your finger to push it, that button to do whatever, you remember that. You really do.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is there an opportunity for work campers to make money either as an inspector or a technician? I mean, serious money to support themselves.
I don't know. It depends if you think $65,000 or $70,000 a year is serious money.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I had a gentleman sitting in my office 3 days ago. He said, I have a mobile service business, and he said, I'm looking for technicians, and I'll pay them between $30 and $40 an hour if they come to me. They've got the credentials.
Wow.
And I said, are you serious? He said, yes. He said, I'll have them spend some time with us riding around windshield being assistant, but as soon as I can get them in a truck doing their own service call, then I'll have them up closer to $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
And he said, it's based on performance, because he said you're going to get paid based on the hours that you put in and the hours it works. And so I'm running the numbers. I'm thinking, that's not too bad if you figure $40 an hour. And if you only worked, let's say, 4 hours a day, I mean, really only billed 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad income. Yeah, absolutely.
And then so that is just the technician piece. The inspection piece, when we started this business of RV inspectors, we just thought it was going to be a little boutique business. We really did. We didn't think it was going to be what it's turned out to be. We always laugh and say that it was going to be, we thought, okay, it's going to be, you know, three bedroom, maybe a bath and a half ranch house is what it's going to be. It's just plain, you know, doable. What we have ended up building, we've come to realize it's a skyscraper. And the reason why I say this is that I've been watching over the last, since COVID hit, so we're only looking at, you know, 2 months here, we're averaging somewhere between 4 and 5 inspections that are not being covered per day.
Wow.
Per day. Some are more, some are less. So what happens is that we have a locator on the nationalrvinspector.org site. And if people cannot find an inspector in their area, if they'll send a, when they do is they send a note, and Stephanie, who's our director of administration, collects all those, and she does an email blast out to everybody and say, if you happen to be going through this area, there's an inspection, and she gives them the contact information. So a lot of times we're picking up those inspections while somebody's traveling through. But just to have that many inspections that are not being done tells me that we are way understaffed to where we should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's very good money in that. I mean, when you start figuring just a travel trailer is going to pay you and you get it done, let's say, in about 2.5 to 3 hours, it's going to pay you $300 or $400. Fifth wheel, maybe $600-$700. These big motor homes, maybe with fluid analysis, $1,000 to $1,500, depending on what all's in it, what's gone. So, you know, you could be doing very easily 2 or 3, 4 inspections a week. We find a lot of guys that just say, hey, you know, I have to book these because otherwise I'd be doing it all the time, particularly now with everybody buying RVs.
Oh, absolutely. And that there seems to be a surge in that. And we've seen in the past that when there's these big surges and Elkhart, where they're made, is trying to keep up with the demand and things like that, some things might slip by, unfortunately. And that's why having an inspection would be a really good idea.
I saw one on the inspector's Facebook page the other day, because they have their own private forum that they go to. And one of them was called in to do an inspection on a brand new unit when it come off the factory floor. And they actually had the wrong engine in it. They had some of the wrong options. And so the customer says, you know, if it had been delivered to the dealer and then that they had been waiting for and then go out there, you know, it's like the dealer would just said, hey, man, that's the way it came in. Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer had intercepted it before it got to the dealer because they wanted to make sure that it was looked at. And it didn't have the things. And they said, sorry, I'm not taking that one. You know, This is the one I requested. And there's other things that are coming up. And it all boils down to that everybody's trying to get cranked back up.
Right.
You know, I sat on the board with the Texas RV Association. I'm their education chairman. And they were talking about yesterday that some of the biggest mistakes they said that they made, and they thought they were doing very strategic thinking, is many of them had their inventory in lineup to be produced all this year. So that way they had inventory as they sold it off their lot that have stuff coming. Well, when they saw COVID coming, then what they did is they canceled their orders. And now they've lost their place in the lineup of production. So some of these dealers are scrambling, trying to find units that they can sell. And they said, and there's a shortage of used units, because if you're an automobile dealer, normally if you don't get new automobiles in, what you do is you go find used units, and that's what you sell to keep your people busy. And they said, the RV industry, the used market's drying up because they're just being gobbled up by consumers out here. So they said, we're not even getting the used ones like we used to. So there was a little bit of whining going on there, because they said, you know, we're getting slapped both ways. We can't get new and can't get used.
Mm-hmm. But there's a definite opportunity to make some money with inspections. Just because you did never buy a house without getting it inspected, you probably shouldn't be buying an RV either.
You know, I feel like I'm just beating the drum and telling people all kinds of things. But honestly, if you could just see some of the things that people bring to us say, can you get an inspector to look at this for us? Or the inspectors write a note in their form and they talk about it. It's amazing this kind of stuff that they're coming back and saying that they found. And part of the problem was that maybe the unit sat in storage for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they never really knew that they had water leaks. Until somebody got in there and got to looking things over.
That's a very good point.
And so those are things that, yeah, the inspector's going to find and need out. And like one of the inspectors said, you know, said people many times will go ahead and buy it. But what this does is it changes the dynamics of the negotiation. Now you can ask for a little less, or you can say, okay, I'll buy it if you get this repaired and things like that.
That's a good point.
And one thing that when we got into this also, Greg, that we didn't realize was that a lot of the consumers are going to come back to that inspector and say, can you come spend a couple hours with me or 3 hours with me and do a walkthrough and show me how this thing works?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the inspectors are saying that's a market that they hadn't even thought about either, is that, you know, okay, I'm going to do the inspection. The people have my card. I can go back and do a walkthrough with them. Some of the guys even chimed in and said, okay, if they had a unit that had some repairs on it, many times the consumer wants us to go back and to verify those repairs were done and inspect them. Now, code requires that what we do is that if we go back and do a reinspection like that, we have to do what we call the life safety. We got to go back and check, make sure there's no propane leak. Got to go back and check and make sure there's no hot skin where you touch handles and get electrocuted and things like that. You know, go back and check all the life safety items and then evaluate those things that were done repairs on. Because many times the repair could have interacted with like propane gas line or some sort of electrical and things like that. So if you do a reinspect, that's where you pick up some additional dollars as well. So what we're seeing is that there's several different angles that these individuals can generate revenue off of their inspections.
Excellent. If people wanted more information about these opportunities, where could they get it?
If they'll go to the National RV Training Academy. Now, we just go, but you can put in National RV Training Academy and come right to us, or if you'll put in nrvta.com and go there, and you can see the menu board and the drop down has all the different courses and things. And if you have a question, you want to talk to somebody, we do have a link there. It's called info@nrvta.com. info@nrvta.com, and just send a note. And we have a lot of people that have a question or two they want to ask, and so we'll be more than happy to get back with them, let them know, because there's so many variables. Everybody's experience, everybody's needs are a little different, and so sometimes you kind of have to walk them through some options that might work for them. And we've got some things in play right now with the Veterans Administration. Talk about red tape, yeah. What it takes to get that. But our goal is to have that very quickly here. My goal is in by third quarter of this year to have the Veterans Administration ability where people can use their benefits.
That'd be excellent. And from the nrvta.com site, can people find out information about inspecting and becoming inspectors?
There is a link to that, but let me go ahead and give you that website so you can go right straight to it. It's NRVIA, so it stands for National RV Inspectors Association.org, NRVIA.org. And on that site also is where the inspector locator is as well. So if you are looking about buying a unit, say it's halfway across the country, you just put in the city and the zip code, and it'll pop up and populate and tell you what inspector's in that area. And like I always tell everybody, find you a level 2 inspector. They're the home inspectors for RVs. And then that way they can take a look at that thing and see if that's the one that you want to buy.
That's a great point. Well, thank you very much, Terry, for taking time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it. And I wish you the best of luck this summer. Hope things go well.
Well, I appreciate it. You need to come down and spend some time with us. You know, we'll show you how it's done.
Very good. Thank you so
much. Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye now.
While much of the rest of the RV industry has been talking about figuring out ways to get more RV technicians trained, Terry Cooper and his staff at the National RV Training Academy has been churning out technicians for years. However, the Academy also has a very popular RV basic maintenance course designed with RVers in mind to show them how to fix 80% of the problems they are likely to encounter with their own RVs. That can save a full-time RVers a lot of aggravation in trying to get an appointment for RV service while on the road, and learning to fix most problems by themselves is also a big time and money saver. For those people looking to support their RV travel lifestyle, the Academy can also help them start a mobile RV repair or RV inspection business. This new hybrid training method will be a game changer in the ways RV owners or professional technicians and inspectors learn to diagnose and fix recreation vehicles. Using foundational workbooks and watching short videos at home, then interacting live with an instructor over the internet, people can learn to fix RVs from anywhere. If all they want is the knowledge, they have it at their fingertips for easy reference. However, if they see income opportunities by fixing RVs, then they can make one trip to Texas for a refresher course, hands-on workshops, and certification testing to get all their professional credentials. They can also participate in live training anytime at the Academy. If they want to become inspectors, they can do all the training online or at live classes in Texas. It's truly an innovative way to deliver quality training to a lot of people. To find out more about courses offered by the National RV Training Academy, visit www.nrvta.com. I'd like to thank Cooper for being a guest on today's show, but also to thank him for his weekly support of this podcast since its inception. He and his staff see it as a mission to help RVers make money and avoid problems while enjoying the RV lifestyle. And they're happy to show you how to do it too. I encourage any RV owner to consider taking advantage of the basic RV maintenance course to fix their own rigs, or to take advanced training to jump into a lucrative part-time business. Whether it is a home study course, hybrid training, or a live class, there are lots of options to consider. Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication, connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. That's all we have for today's show. We'll talk to you again at the next edition of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.